We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Oh, absolutely. You look at some of these games and you're like, all right, where are the primetime games? Where are we going to be? Are we playing on Christmas, Thanksgiving? Are we going to be hyped? Like, how's it going to be? Where the number one thing you're looking for, where's that Thursday night game? Try and get it over with soon, because if you get late in the schedule with that, my God, you don't know how your body's going to be. It's going to be one of those mental things where you're trying to walk yourself through it on Wednesday. Like, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. It's going to be for fun. We're going to have a good time. And you're like, this is week 13, and I don't want to be playing on a Thursday in week 13. So there's so many things you look at. But obviously the main thing you look at is that number one game. You know, where are we going? Where are we going to kick this thing off at? Is someone else's house? Are we going to steal their loot and roll out? I mean, those are always the thing as a player you're looking at.
I love that. I love that. By the way, the Thursday night game for the Niners, week 16 at Tennessee. Oof. After playing the Falcons so late, 2 days before Christmas, they're going to be spinning it in Nashville, Alex. Nashville, Tennessee here. Primetime games, five primetime games. But I'm going to ask you about 10 a.m. starts for a West Coast team. What was it that you guys did so well under Jim Harbaugh for those 10 a.m. starts? Because you guys had a winning record right off the bat, 5-0, 1-2, 1-1, 2-0. You guys had a winning record under Harbaugh for 10 a.m. games. So what was it that Harbaugh did to prepare you guys for those early East Coast starts?
Well, number one, anytime you were around Jim, you had to be ready. I mean, that guy would just throw questions right at you, or he'd start messing with you. So you knew the minute you walked in the room with him, you better be ready to roll. But one of the greatest things he did was he would move practice around. So if we were playing really late, he'd move practice a little bit. If we were playing really early, we would have a walkthrough early to kind of be like, hey, listen, this is the exact time we're going to be playing a game. If you can't be ready by this time, don't show up on the bus. And he was phenomenal at that. And there was never any question with him. You know, where do we have to be? What are we doing? How is the scheme going to look like? Everything was so transparent. It was awesome. But then he was on top of it, be like, hey, listen, let's prep for some of these East Coast games. You know, if we're playing super late, then we'll get ready for that. We'll push practice back. If we're going to play super early, we'll move practice up a little bit, and we'll try and get our bodies conditioned to be ready at that exact time. Like, he was phenomenal with that.
So, you know, we're looking at this primetime schedule, and we're going to talk about it as soon as we get off with you. But what do the players think of the primetime games? Because for me, I still have the cachet of Monday Night Football. I think Monday Night Football, the standalone game, is the best of all the slots when it comes to primetime. But it feels like the fans have kind of transitioned to Sunday Night Football. What do the players think is more important?
Monday night. I mean, nothing beats Monday night. I mean, I remember as a little kid watching Monday Night Football, Bryant Young and all those guys playing. And I remember thinking, God, I hope I get to play on Monday night someday. And then all of a sudden you get to the NFL, and you know who made it even better? It was Jim. Because, you know, every, like, Friday and Saturday when you were stretching, he'd play the Monday night theme song real loud, and you get goosebumps because you think of the times as a kid when you were like dun 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 dun, and you get so fired up and all excited, and he'd let it just roll all the way through, so you'd hear the whole song. And it was one of those things where, looking back, you appreciated it so much more because everybody let you know, hey, this is a big situation. And Jim was great at that, too, because when he got there, he was like, listen, guys, we don't deserve to be at the top yet. We got to work our way there, and we will get there. And we did. And once we got there, he wasn't ashamed to be like, hey, listen, we belong here. We need to be here. We own this mountaintop. He was so great at mentally getting at you like, hey, listen, we deserve to be here. Let's have fun while we're here. Let's not be the guys that are all tight and ready to roll. But when you look at it now, it does seem like Sunday Night Football. That's what everyone's watching. As a player, those were cool games to play in Sunday night. I feel like it's more proper. You know, the guys talking are a little more proper. Monday night was like everything just let loose, and you could go wild, and you knew people were coming from work, and they had to work tomorrow. It was just so fun.
We're talking with the Rhino, Alex Boone, longtime NFL lineman. What was your favorite Monday night game to play in back in the day? Alex, do you have one that you remember, like, that you were so fired up listening to the music on Friday and Saturday, and then
the
you finally
got
there?
The night the lights went out against the Pittsburgh Steelers?
You know, I got to be honest. I think one of the best Monday night games we played in was we played the opener Monday night game in 2015 against the Vikings. And we ended up, like, you know, there were so many question marks that year. And Thomas Sula had just taken over. And, you know, there was a little bit of carryover and what was going on. But for us to go out on Monday night and win that game, and that was, like, one of the only games we won that year. I mean, it was just the way it went down, how it felt after looking back. It was like that was – we were a complete team that night. And somehow after that, it fell apart from there, which was sad. But with just thinking about – all the awesome games you get to play, and it's super surreal right now.
I'm looking at week 7 here. Indianapolis Colts come to town, and it's the return of DeForest Buckner. And I'm scared to death of that game. It's Sunday Night Football. You know he's going to be fired up. What was it like for you, Alex, to walk back in to San Francisco Levi Stadium playing against your former team? Take us through the mindset that Buckner is going to be filling that night playing against his former team.
There's a lot of resentment, especially because for guys who appreciate this game and love their teammates as much as I did, and I know that he does, because of the way that you hear people talk about him, there's going to be a lot of resentment towards the team. And it's kind of like, I'll show you type of thing. And even though, you know, sometimes people look at these as bad things, they're not really bad. It's just a business way of it. But you feel like it's a personal attack on yourself. And I remember coming in when I was playing for Arizona and coming in there, and I was just thinking, man, I got to get these guys. And everything I do, it's going to have to be fierce and with an attitude. And I remember I played against DeForest that game, and I had never really played him before because he had come in when I had left. And I just remember looking at him like, dude, I'm going to have to crush this dude. And we did. We went out and we ran the ball for like 300 yards, and we threw the ball well. And it was one of those things where looking back, you're like, I got you. And I feel better now. And I can kind of move on a little bit. And I don't feel like there's any animosity towards how things went. But absolutely, you're super fired up. You feel like you have a chip on your shoulder for no other reason than the fact that your pride is kind of hurt. But at the same time, you're going to have to go out there and make a statement to the world. And I'm telling you right now, that dude's going to be fired up. So you better be ready.
All right, Alex, I got to play you just a little something because I'm feeling very Jim Harbaugh-ish this morning.
Ah.
Oh, my God, I love this. I'm Dan Dierdorf, and you're looking
telling
live.
You, when you're listening to that and you're stretching your hamstrings, there's nothing like you feel the heat going down your legs. Like you're like, this is it. Everything my entire life I've ever worked for, to have people watch me, some little kids watching me at home right now eating chicken wings with his mom and brother, and they're doing their thing, and I'm out here having a good time playing the Steelers or the Seahawks or whoever it is. I mean, just the premier matchups and the games that you played in, and the way that you got to live that life and the way that we got to have so much fun because there was kind of no rules with Jim. It was awesome, and it was so fun and exhilarating, and there was never a time, especially in a primetime game, where he ever had to come in and hype us up. That
all right,
was ready to go. I mean, Ric Flair.
I mean, now that you brought me here, all right, it's Candlestick, okay? It is the winningest team in Monday Night Football history, the Pittsburgh Steelers, and their giant fan base. They roll into Candlestick. The place is ready to explode. The team is ridiculous. Alden Smith is getting his sack on in the backfield against Big Ben Roethlisberger, a two-time winning Super Bowl champion, and the lights go out at Candlestick. The transmitter blew. The entire place goes dark. What was it like being on the field? Monday Night Football in the dark.
Well, number one, it was a little embarrassing because you're kind of like, guys, this is Monday night. Like, everyone's looking around, like, everyone's looking at us like it's our fault, like the player's fault. Like, somebody didn't pay the electric bill that week. But you're like, the emotions and, like, everything kind of got slowed down. It was so intense. It was like the Super Bowl, but even more like, oh, my God, this is Monday Night Football. We can't screw this up. But coming back from that, I remember Jim was just kind of like, listen, we want to take the field 10 minutes later. We'll take it 10 minutes later. We'll take it an hour later. We don't care. We're ready to fight right now. And I remember everybody was just like, we're ready to go. Like, we don't even need to take all the time you need because once this ball gets snapped, it's go time.
Alex Boone, we love talking with him. Longtime NFL lineman. We're hoping that he maybe is going to be playing this year. But right now, he's talking with us. We know he played for the 49ers. As you probably recall, during the Jim Harbaugh years, there was 16 games in your season. Alex, now they've added a 17th regular season game this year. What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, I'm so excited. so excited. You get another chance to line up and go out and do what you love. And I know there's so many people that are like, oh, another game, another chance for injury. If you really love this game, you'll go out there no matter how many times they ask you. There's always been a pushback with the union and the league about this. Like, we want more games, and we all know why. They want more revenue. I mean, everybody's greedy to some point. But when you're looking at this as a player, you say, hey, this is our opportunity. This is a chance for us to gain a game on somebody else, or this is our chance to make up a game later in the year, or someone else is going to lose a game late in the year, and it's going to help us. Like, these are all the positives you need to go in. And more importantly, it's another chance to go out and showcase what you are, what you can do, and what you're about. I mean, I'm all in favor of adding another game, and I hope I get to play this year because that would be awesome to line up for another game.
Alex, what's your thoughts on Trey Lance, number 3 overall pick for the Niners?
I'm excited. I mean, I know a lot of people are kind of up and down and they have mixed emotions about this, but I think that the raw talent that he carries and the ability to walk into this offense that is super quarterback friendly, not only because Alex Mack is your center, but because you like to run the ball the most and everything comes off the play action. I mean, that's exactly what he did there. And I get that people say, well, you know, the level of play was down there or he didn't have enough starts. That's great. But what they saw raw talent wise is enough for them to say, hey, we can build an offense around this. We can make this successful. He's going to have help from the running backs. He's going to help from the old line. I mean, this is a win-win for them. They just have to take this and carry it on. Let him grow. Let him build. I love that Jimmy's staying. I hope he stays. I mean, this will be the best thing for him. Learn from someone that's played in this offense and then help this offense grow and take off.
Hear, hear. I mean, I think we're all in agreement on Jimmy Garoppolo hopefully starting, you know, the season off, and we'll see where we go from there. He was omitted, though, from the, like, schedule release video that got put out, and I thought it was kind of weak. You know, it felt very deliberate. Not the end of the world. I'm not outraged. Do the players notice something like that when the team puts out on their Instagram this hype video, and there's no video montage whatsoever, not even a little glance at Jimmy Garoppolo? Am I making too much of that, or do you think the players would pick up on something like that?
I think you're making way too much out of this. We're players, dude. We don't care what the team puts out. Put out whatever you want. I don't care. I mean, all I know is start date is July 24th. I know that our first game is against Detroit. And after that, I don't really care what I know. I mean, that's the most important thing as a player is that you never look outside your boundaries. You know, there's so many times that in this media is going to grab things and spin it in ways that you don't like it. You don't have to pay attention to that. You don't have to listen to that. So many times in our locker room, guys wouldn't listen to certain things that I know that people were trying to push into our locker room and try and divide in our locker room. And guys just didn't care for it. And that was awesome. That's what makes a team so successful. That's why I always thought Jimmy would be great. He's not going to be one of these quarterbacks that gets mad, says, hey, listen, I want out. This is nonsense. This is bull. He doesn't seem like that kind of guy. He has high character, comes from a very tough school of football. Belichick, Tom Brady. I mean, he's one of these guys that's learn from one of the greatest players ever. If there was something that he has that he could push on to Trey, that would be huge, and I think he's going to help do that.
Alex, one more before we get you out of here. This is the question everybody's asked after their schedule is released for their team. What is the one game you're circling? Niners have Green Bay, Week 3, Sunday Night Football. They're at Soldier Field, taking on the Bears on Halloween. They're ending the year down in Los Angeles against the Rams. Is there one game you're really excited to see the 49ers play this year?
You know, I always look forward to the at Seattle game just because, you know, having fans back hopefully this year. But as a player, you always look to see when that game is. When are we going to play them? When are we going up there? You know, this is one of those games where you can't control the atmosphere. Mm-hmm. So everything about it is intense. And you just feel it the moment you wake up. So, you're, you know, as great as it is to play on Christmas and Thanksgiving and everyone's sitting around eating a turkey watching you play football, I mean, that's the American dream right there. Going to Seattle and playing them, which was always mostly a night game. Oh, my God.
Well, this year, Alex, Week 13, Sunday Night Football at Seattle.
Let's go.
Prime time.
Let's go.
What did I say? Let's go.
Alex, I love you, Alex. We love you. We're hugging you through the Zoom and through our microphones. The Roasters are loving you on Twitch. Thanks for making time, man. Appreciate it. Be good.
You guys are the best. Thank you.